Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yvonne. May I have your zip code to locate an account for you?
81403.
And your name, sir?
Robert Hassey.
Okay. Hold on just one moment, sir. I have this for you in just one moment. Thank you for waiting also too, sir. I'm still here, sir. I'm gonna put your zip code in, sir.
I'm sorry.
I said I'm gonna put your zip code in. To see if I
Okay.
can locate an account for you, sir. Thank you for waiting.
Great.
I'm not showing an account, sir. Have you ever had an account with us, sir?
No, I just ordered a product.
Today?
No, back
Okay.
on 12/17.
12/17, okay, hold on.
I have an order number.
Is it eight numbers? Well, let me finish this, 'cause at some time when I do this, sir, it'd be the last name on the search for accounts. Robert. Still here, some Deborah. I don't see not one Robert. Okay. Okay, sir. You know what? Can you let me put your first and last name. I was gonna ask you, could you give me your phone number, sir?
970-249-1734.
1734. Okay, hold on just one moment, Mr. Hassey. It
Okay.
didn't come up with your zip code. So I'm gonna put your first and last name in. Maybe that'll pull your account up for me.
Okay, Hassey is spelled Hasse.
SSE. I had a Y. Okay. And I found you, Mr. Hassey.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Thank you for waiting. Can you verify your address for me, please?
14679 5875 Road in Montrose, Colorado.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Hassey. Thank you for waiting also. It's pulling your account up. It'll take a moment, sir.
Okay.
And why were you calling? What was your what did you want done today for you, sir?
Well, I have two billings on the order. The first one is $8.25, which is correct. And then I had another charge on my charge card for $67.32 on the 23rd, which is not legitimate.
Okay. That was close to Christmas. Okay, sir. Did you happen to pay $8.25 for this product that you said you ordered, or
Yes.
okay, I'll look at it when it comes up, sir, and let you know what it is. Okay, I do see the $67.32 here on your account, sir, and
Yeah.
what happened is December 17th, you paid $8.25 for a drone, sir, and it was
Correct.
shipped. Okay, this drone, if I'm not mistaken, this drone was in a sweepstakes, sir. It wasn't the 825 was not for shipping and handling, sir. It was for entry. Our entry fee, sir. What you got was discount, sir, and a voucher as a welcome again. I know.
That is not what I bought.
Okay, so this was told you, but I'm looking at here. The A25 you did for the drone, it was shipped, sir, and it does show that this drone was in the sweepstakes campaign, and what you paid for was not shipping and handling, it was an entry fee. You had a welcoming gift for joining the factory direct savings stores where you received a $125 voucher, members discount, sir, as long as your account remained open. You would get this. You did this on the 23rd, so you have received a voucher on your email, sir, or they saying to look in your spam, you'll find an email. You'll find a voucher for in your email, sir. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, that is not what I ordered. I ordered it for 8 1/4. That was it.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry.
And then we had nothing left in the emails. We had received nothing about anything else, and I didn't understand.
Okay,
that
but
was
you can't. Those are the welcoming gifts. I understand, sir. I'm just explaining that you have to look into your email every now and then since this was dead on the 12th. But this 825, it was for sweepstakes, and it was an entry fee.
No, that's not what it was. It was for the drone. That was the deal.
Okay. Did you receive the drone, sir?
Yes, I received the drone.
So what do you want me to do for you today, sir?
I want you to cancel the 6732. That was not part of the deal.
Okay, I'm going to cancel this for you, sir. Hold on just one moment. Okay. Okay, sir. Hold on. I'm going to give you a confirmation number, sir.
Okay.
And okay, sir. I'm going to cancel this for you right now. And okay, the accounts have been closed. Did I do that right? Okay, there we go. And wait just one moment, sir. Okay, sir, would there be anything else?
Let's do it.
Let me sign this. Thank you for waiting also, sir, and being patient while I finish this for you. Okay. Sir, do you have a pen where you can take down? Okay. Your confirmation number is C as in Charles, sir.
Yep.
And 263, sir.
263.
Yes, sir. Are you still 263?
Yep.
263-469, sir. I'm sorry. 469-095, sir.
095.
Yes, sir. I'm just hold on to that. Cancel the account where you won't receive any charges or anything, sir. Would there be anything else for you?
No, that should do it. When can I expect that to be accomplished with the charge card?
The 6732, sir?
Yeah.
What I can do is offer you 35% on this 67, the charges on there.
I want the 6732 canceled.
Okay. And you said no. And the most I can offer you, sir, is 50%, sir.
No, sir. No, ma'am. 6732 must go. I did not agree to that.
That's the most I can offer you, sir.
I will not pay the bill. I will refuse it on my charge card.
On your credit card, sir?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. I'll go back and refund this for you in full. Okay, sir. The refund, I'll be back to you in 3 to 5 days. Business day, sir. Sorry.
All right. So if the full refund
of 6732, 3 to 5 days back on your card, sir.
Okay, and the same confirmation number?
Same confirmation number, sir.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all. You have a nice day. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.